So when we see the scripture repeating words, it must be very important, because unlike the modern day where we can recycle paper or make paper in like mass production scale, everything were made out of papyrus. So scroll of papyri really were expensive and were very valuable. So when we see things being repeated, they must bear significant value, not only in theological meanings, but also for the early Christians and for the believers as well. So remember, as I have told you several days ago, the early Christians, especially the Johannine community, were questioning within themselves, why do they have to endure so much division from within, and as well as persecution from without, for the sake of the gospel? They were questioning their identity and whether it was worth it all to endure all these sufferings, all these pains, all these trials for the name of Christ. And when is he going to come back? When are we going to get to see him? So they were yearning for the completion. They were yearning that the stage of the cross would pass them and they would be able to see his glory, or the glory of the resurrection, or the glory of their sufferings come to an end, right? So that's what the question that kind of instilled within the Johannine community, that make them ask the question, what does this little while mean? I think we can relate to this in our very own life, right? When God gave us a cross, we said, when are you going to take it away? When is it going to end? You said a little while. You said that you will give me enough grace and enough strength to bear it. When? You know, we get very impatient and we get disheartened when we don't know when this little while going to be. But this is what it means to be disciples, right? And that's why the Lord Jesus said, the rest of the world will rejoice. They're going to live as if like nothing had changed, right? They're going to live according to what they want. But you will grieve because you miss me, because you yearn for me. And you will grieve when you have to say no to the things that you want to do and the crosses that you have to bear. But your grief will become joy, says the Lord, because we're not carrying the cross alone. We're not going to this alone. It does have meaning. And our suffering become redemptive when we join it with the Lord Jesus Christ. Which leads us toward the first reading today, that we see even from the great apostle, Paul himself. He had to suffer. He was outcast. He was pushed away. But he never lose heart. He just became flexible. Okay, when you don't welcome me here, I'm going to move on. I'm going to go to another city and preach the gospel. May we have that same tenacity, that same perseverance, just like the great apostle, just like the early Christian, just like all the great saints, not to give up, to persevere, to know that the Lord is always with us. And if he's giving us a cross to carry, he will give us enough strength to endure it, even when we don't know how long is the little while.